Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, tonight we're going to tackle something that afflicts most entrepreneurs, most type 1 personalities, and we'll be right back to you with it.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the all-new HCVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio Show with Ben. Call in at 424-258-9364. Press 1 to go live and ask Ben a question. You wanted the best? You got it. You're listening to HCVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
I hold on so nervously to me and my drink.
We here at Hot Dog Vendor Radio would like to welcome all street food vendors. We promise we won't point fingers and make fun of you if you don't sling a weenie or two. And we won't make fun of you if you don't have your hands on an ample supply of hot steamy buns. We love all street food vendors, and that's why we're here. So come one, come all, join us live every Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. for HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. You'll be glad you did. We promise. You show up to our show, and we'll make you happier than a woodpecker in a lumberyard.
Well, folks, tonight, hopefully we'll make it through the show. We've been having technical issues. Jason, in fact, is still having them. I'm still having them. But hopefully the show will roll on and smoothly. I know we have a bunch of people on the line listening. Remember, if you'd like to talk to one of us, you have a question or anything during the show, press option 1. That tells us that you want to talk. There's also a chat room. If you go to streetfoodvendor.tv, at the bottom, there's a chat room, and vendors are in there chit-chatting along and singing songs to each other and all kinds of stuff, exchanging nude photos, you name it. Anyway.
Michael Woods.
Michael Woods, he's a troublemaker. Michael is, I'm sure we'll hear from him tonight. We have quite a bit to cover, and I've got some questions I'm going to read. I want to first say hi to Jason. Jason is with the Love Hot Dog Company. I see you got your bottom third up.
Yeah, finally showed up.
Well, look at there. It's sexy. It's looking good. Let's see here. Let me double check everything here. I have a mess is what I have. I need to pull up an email, and I'm going to read this to you. This person submitted this and said, hey, on the show, could you ask these questions? First, can a cooler with the ice keep frozen dogs below 41? Frozen, that'd be like 31, not 41, for the most of the day, allowing them to be reused on another day? Or would you need a freezer? No, I can keep them cold all day on the cooler I use in the cart, but it depends on how you do it. It also depends on ambient temperatures, but I can still make it work. But it requires rotating stock. It requires using the top first. It requires less trips in there and for long times. It also requires the right type of ice packs and stuff. Most of us don't use ice. We use gel packs, freezer packs of some sort. If you can afford them and they're not that expensive and they'll last for years, it's commercial ice packs. If you look that up on the blog at learnhotdogs.com in the search box, you'll find that we have talked about that numerous times. The gel packs work out great in the freezer. Freezer packs, gel packs, whatever you want to call them. They actually have a lower freezing temp and will hold your foods longer. Plus, if your food is coming out frozen, it's going to probably remain that way unless you have... I've seen a few carts. There's a manufacturer up north that makes a cart that is not insulated. The cooler is just metal box. And one is a kitchen sink tub, like an outdoor sink. You know, those plastic dishwasher or washing tubs? Is a cooler, and there's nothing there. So that's going to create a problem. Now, remember, most carts, there is more heat because you basically built a box around an oven and you're outdoors. So you have created that, but good manufacturers will insulate it well. They'll have barriers between the steam table and the rest of the cart so that they can limit the spread, the temperature spread, which is going to happen some either way. There's no way around that unless you separate it by, 6 feet or something. So yes, you can. Number two question, service and repair. I don't know what type of business to use locally for any service or repair work that my cart may need. What's a good place to start? It depends on what you're wanting repaired. If it's a plumbing issue, call a plumber. If it's a gas issue, same thing, probably. Most states, a plumber is typically certified in gas, or at least here they are. So, and some are gas companies have plumbers they use who plumb the gas lines. They will typically be certified in both, and you could get something done that way. And that's probably the biggest gist. If you're talking about other things serviced, I don't know what you would mean. Like if you have a light bulb out, I just change the light bulb. If you have a flat tire, change the tire. Those kinds of things I think you could handle. If you do have questions about or problems with it, you can. I have some videos online actually showing some of that stuff. But you can also just go hire a handyman out of Craigslist or out of the newspaper. The what?
Trailer shop.
Yeah.
Anybody near it sells trailers.
An RV place will do about anything you want done. So, anyways, the next question, self-serve condiments on the big dog. Do you leave tongs out for people or disposable plasticware? I leave disposable plasticware. That's what I use and I've even posted pictures up of that. And I let them dip. And if I see them get nasty or they've been there an hour or two, I'll change them if they've been used a lot. That's no big deal. Now, I don't use the plastic. I'll use, you know, ladles and metal stainless steel tongs. But you can do that however you choose or see fit. I like just plasticware. Let's see about corn mazes. I have a new one starting up in my area this fall. They don't have food yet. Any suggestions on how to pitch my cart to them so I can land the account? So basically he's wanting, we talked about this last year, the corn mazes, did a show about it. You can go look that up at learnhotdogs.com. You remember that one, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
That's an excellent idea to make some good money during that season, the fall season, which is coming soon. Kids are about to go back to school, I think, in a couple, 2.5 weeks or so. Anyway, we, in most places, Tennessee school already started. So either way, you have multiple things you can do here. You can send them something. I prefer going in person. If you don't have a portfolio, like a picture of your cart, you know, in a nice little, you know, it doesn't have to be like something fancy, like a videotape series or anything. But if you have a nice brochure or pamphlet, or you just bought you a small binder and you put in a few pages and you walked up and talked to them and said, hey, we are a small mom and pop, or we're so-and-so hot dogs, and this is how we make our living. We're licensed, bonded, insured, and we have found that many people during these events leave early because they're hungry. And this is a chance for you to keep them here longer, maybe doing more activities and making people more happy because there's food available. And that's how I'd pitch that, basically. Would you do anything different there, Jason?
I'd pitch them on the benefit of it. You know, like you said, but I also let them know, you know, usually we charge for us to be here. But, you know, we'll do it for free, see how it works out, and then we can talk about it for next season.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
Making the deal.
I want to see what I told him. I did email him back. I told him to pitch the benefits. I said I would tell them that they can enjoy these benefits. Visitors stay longer and don't need to leave for food. Customers get to enjoy a better experience because a licensed vendor is there offering great meals. They can advertise, bring your appetites. We have concession food available. Three benefits rolled into one. They will more than likely ask for money or rent. I would only offer that I wouldn't offer it. I would only come back to that if you're asked as a percentage of sales. But if it's pitched right, like Jason just showed you, you shouldn't have to pay them. Some people are going to see dollar signs when you're asking. But the best way to do it is not to ask, is to go up and go, how would you like? It's just a change in the phrasing. So you could even tell them, hey, I was planning on going out of town this week for the fall thing to one I've already done. I've got a buddy that's going to do it. How would you like it if we set it up here? We'll try it for a few days, see if you like it, see if your customers like it. And that way you can try to avoid paying anything.
Yep.
And if I was going to pay, I damn sure wouldn't be a flat fee. I would have a percentage of sales.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous because you don't know how it's going to work. Yes,
on that one.
I have gotten so many emails that I wish there was a way to share these quicker.
Corey was answering some of those emails for us.
Let's see. Very good. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. How would I recommend this? These bronze bottles, super bigger and wider. Oh, here's a question I got. They need bigger buns. They're using quarter pound dogs. Where can they get bigger buns? yeah, that's what, I mean, I think we had a similar question last week. I mean, last month.
Yeah.
About bigger buns. And we both talked about going to your local bakery or a local bread company who makes bread. We have
also talked about Sam's Club out of Costco.
Yeah, we have one in Knoxville. It'll just make you, they'll make what you want. As long as you're buying enough, they're not, you can't go in there and say, hey, I want three shaped like a dollar sign. Well, you may be able to, it's just going to cost a lot. let's see. Somebody asked, now this one, I swear, this is about strip malls. Who do you talk to? Who do you ask at a strip mall when you want to set up at a strip mall? You pull in, there's always a store called the
Anchor Store.
Yeah, the Anchor Store. You can ask them. Did we get this question last time too?
Yeah.
We did.
Yep.
I'm seeing it now. That's a different person.
How far back did you go on email?
No, I'm just I haven't even made it all the way back to the first. Holy cow. See, I only go back till the Monday after the show, the last show. But either way, strip malls, listen to last week's show, or last month's show, the last show I've done, episode 110, and you can get strip mall. This one also asks about pricing, their food. That's going to depend. I've emailed them too. We're good there. We don't have to answer that really. Unless you have a question, if you're listening online and you need an answer to a question, I'll be happy to answer it. But this one I've already answered, and I saved it for the show, but I don't think I need to because it's a repeat basically of last shows. Now, let's get to some other good stuff. I want to talk about what we came here to talk about this week, and this is something vendors make mistakes, and these type A personalities, these optimists, these people who think of ways to make money and be an entrepreneur. If you consider yourself an entrepreneur, is likely, if you're in this business at all, if you're self-employed in any shape, form, or fashion, you're likely a type A personality, somebody that gets shit done, basically. So because of that, we often start digging too fast, and we can dig a hole for ourselves. I did it in the furniture business. Y'all have heard me talk about it. If you've listened to the show before, if you read my book, Hot Dog Saved My Life, I did it in the furniture business. I decided, oh, I'm good at this. I've got a successful store. And so within a year, I opened five. Stupid. Now, I was fortunate with the hot dog business because I wasn't borrowing any money at all to buy more carts. I was using profit to do it. The problem is you can still dig the same hole. What I found within the first year and a half, I was spending a lot of time and really couldn't put my hands on if it was worth it, if I was making enough money difference than when I was just actively working and had a couple other carts. And what I ended up doing is culling it down to three carts from over 20. And it can be done at 20. There's a company in New Orleans. They have like 100 carts. Well, yeah, you can grow that big. The problem with most of us is we get optimistic and we go, oh, I'm going to do it and I can do it. This is going to be no problem. I'm going to keep adding carts and you'll put the cart before the horse basically, or the cart before the hot dog. The the issue becomes is you can become burned out. And I don't know, you know, if Jason can attest to this yet, but and hopefully Corey will join us. But there's some other vendors who have been hugely successful. They've worked really hard. They've grown their business, and they get tired. It's easy to get tired. It's easy to overdo it, and then you're exhausted. We all like to drink alcohol, maybe. And or let me put something in case you don't drink. We all like to sit in a nice a spa treatment. We'd all like to sit there in the water overlooking a beach. But would I like to do that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day? Probably not. Not only would I turn into a raisin, more like a prune. I'm too big to be considered a raisin now. But I would turn into a prune. And so my point is you can overdo something that is good. You can eat chocolate pie and love chocolate pie, and by the fifth slice go, I think I overdid it. And this can happen in business. You can overdo it to the point where it's not fun anymore. It's not entertaining. It's not interesting. We've got vendors like Michael Wood, Doug Stocks, and he doesn't have 17, 11 carts going. Could he? Probably. Does he have enough experience to do it? Absolutely. Does he have the work history and life history to be able to operate it successfully? Absolutely. Is it worth it to him? No. Many vendors overdo it. They think they're going to, I want to make $1 million. Well, you can. You can do it. And there's vendors that have done it. There's vendors like the one in San Francisco, the vendor in New Orleans, who have, you know, lots of carts in the tens of tens. You know, they have 100 or more. So how do you determine where to stop, where to draw the line? Well, the best bet is to become very good at your one. So good that you don't really need anything else. That the only reason you'd add another one is to provide more income but not more work. The problem is we all jump in and there ends up being more work, especially if we didn't do enough due diligence, or this is a new thing for most of us. You know, we get started and we get growing and we go, oh, yeah, I'll add this and I'll add this and I'll add this, and pretty soon you're overwhelmed. Well, it's different. You take somebody like Corey with O'Doggies. He's been on the show many times. He goes, and you can find him on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else, but if you go to his now, you know, he has a ice cream bike, he has a cart, he has an enclosed trailer, he has a restaurant now, right? And
yeah.
And now here's the deal, though. Where is he putting his time? In the restaurant. He's using his other stuff, leasing out, renting out, doing that kind of stuff, but he's not trying to run all of them. It's impossible. It's impossible if you want to keep your sanity. My point is you can grow it. You can have 17 carts if you do it correctly. But sometimes it's just not worth it. And I'm not trying to talk you out of multiple cart businesses, okay? It would serve me well for you to buy multiple carts, especially from benscarts.com. That can be found on the web with any iPhone or Android device. So either way, you're welcome. You're welcome to do it. I want you to be aware that oftentimes we get tired of it. We get just tired of it. It gets too big, and the reward isn't as big as you think once you start doing more. Let me let Jason in here real quick. Jason, tell me some of the top things that you entrepreneurs often forget when they think about adding another business entity or another part of their business. Like, you know, one of the things that, you know, you forget that you're going to have twice the ice to buy, twice the gas to buy. Now people to deal with, employees maybe.
Yeah, I mean, one of my girls ran an ice cream truck out of gas today on her way to a job. Got to turn around, go back, push the truck off the road, get fuel, you know. There's always more headaches. Employees are, you know, they're the, you know, I guess my biggest headaches, employees, you know. my main guy this week, not my chef, one of my other guys, on Thursday said, I called him, I'm like, yo, where are you? You're late. No, I'm off, remember? I said, no, you're not. He said, it's in a calendar. Yeah, I have a paper calendar, and I have a calendar on my phone and the Mac. It's not in there. Yeah, I'm off for a wedding. When are you coming back? Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I got wineries through the weekend. I got pro mountain bike races. Drop back and punt. You know, what are you going to do?
Unreal.
Fall back on you.
Oh, yeah, and it makes you look bad. And all that marketing work, all that effort can go through the window with you not being reliable.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I got it covered, but it's just, you know, it's a headache. And it's, you know, here you think you've got it covered and you're going to go do something with the family, and guess what?
You can't call the pro mountain bike place and go, hey, I had an employee. You're going to love this story. He thought he put it on the calendar that he was leaving for a wedding, but he wasn't. And he's gone. And so we won't be there. You will ruin yourself with these little things. These little things, basically, by adding more business sections to your business, more revenue centers, you will end up with creating more headaches and more risk. Your risk goes up exponentially when you add other people in the mix. It does
paperwork.
Yeah, that's just paperwork. What, 3 days?
Yeah.
The weekend? Here's something to consider. If you want to grow your business and you want multiple carts, I would encourage you to first get something up and running successfully, whether it be an ice cream bike, a cart, a concession stand, a concession trailer, whatever it is, and get it to the point when I say successfully, you don't have to run it anymore. Somebody else is trained and knowledgeable and can run it and would treat it just like you. You've weeded through the crap. Employees, you've gotten it figured out, and you've got a system in place, and that truck or cart is booked. You know its location. It's going to be at this place every Saturday and this place, you know, Monday through Thursday, whatever it is. When you can get to that point where you don't have to work it every day, where you're just basically the pencil pusher, then consider opening another one. I have people call me all the time. Hey, Ben, I'm thinking about taking some of my 401k. I got laid off and I have a small 401k, and I'm thinking about taking some of that and buying a few of these carts and getting people to work. And I go, whoa, no, hell no, don't do it. Not because I don't want the sales, but because the odds are not in their favor of making it. If this is their first venture out and they're going to buy three or four, five or six carts and go, woohoo, I'm now an entrepreneur. You'll be more like an entrepreneur, and your bank account will reflect that as well. There's too much to learn, and it can all be done, but it's got to be done in steps. You have to do it in steps. If you try to skirt the facts, if you try to go around it or shortcut it, you'll end up with a hodgepodge mess that is not effective or efficient, or you'll just lose sleep is what you'll do.
Yeah, but even when you got it going, I mean, something as simple as, you know, we've been using SalesView for how long now, Ben? 2 years?
2 years, right? Yeah, yeah.
I went back to Square, I don't know, right after the last show because I had bad readers. And the replacements for the replacements didn't last more than a week.
Oh, my God.
And then when
gosh.
You call them, they wanted, $29.95 to ship it.
And, holy crap.
I flipped my lid. All the guys over at Square, they blame Mercury. I said, well, then you need to start finding a new processor. They hand and haul. No problem. Signed up with Square. I'm using Square almost a month. You know, looking at a couple other options, but in the meantime, still going to take credit cards.
You know, I agree. Something I agree.
With that, you can have everything going, employees, everything. And bam, what do? You got a truck out somewhere and they can't take credit cards. More than a quarter of your sales are a credit card.
Oh, exactly.
You know.
You'll love this one. I don't know if you saw it on the blog. I buried it inside a blog about lighting up your cart. The lady calls me this week and says that a customer burned their hand on chili that dripped off the dog and down the, like in the small of their hand right here, between the thumb, is the way she explained it. And I basically said, well, it's something the insurance company would handle. And she goes, well, I don't have insurance. And I went, what the hell? Have you heard of Street Food Vendor TV and Hot Dog Vendor Radio? have you ever heard of Jason Brown? you don't start a business. You don't sling the first hot dog without insurance. It aggravated me a little bit. I helped her, and I told her things, options she had and stuff. But I want you to know, don't call me for legal advice. Insurance, it should be mandatory. I believe it should be. I should, you know, if people aren't going to do it, the state should mandate they do it. And I know a lot of people will be pissed off that I said that, but because of the whole smaller government thing. But I'm thinking that somebody, and that was just a small incident, probably won't even go very far. But think about that lady that got burned, you know, between the legs with the coffee from McDonald's, the $2 million lawsuit that made history. Those types of things you need to be protected against. You shouldn't even have a cart and without insurance. If you're going to be vending at all, and I don't care how small or how big you are, consider it a part of doing business and get insurance. If you go over to the blog right now.
A year, man, that's nothing compared to what you could pay out for something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to their website that Jason told us about this a couple years back, but Flip Insurance, it's Food Liability Insurance, and
FLIprogram.com.
Yeah, they are cheap, $2.99 a year, okay? And you can
$1 million liability.
Yeah, that's a less than a dollar a day. Now, listen to this, and I told this lady this the same thing. I said, do you realize that right now, for less than a dollar a day, you could have had somebody else fighting this battle? That attorney would have sent a letter to you. You would have forwarded it to the insurance company, and that would have been the end of that. They would deal with it. They have lawyers.
Yep.
And they may go through you, but now the attorney's going to go through them. And that's why you have insurance, is to protect yourself. And there's companies and organizations like this that have said, hey, we'll assume the risk for this much money, kind of like your car insurance, your home insurance, renter's insurance, whatever you've got. But I just wouldn't do this. You work so hard, and you do so much to get started in this business. The red tape gets cut. You go through the trial and error. You go through the training. You go through it all. And you're now a successful business, and you're one incident, one accident, one injury away from losing that and everything else. And on top of that, like this lady, the attorney told her that, because she called freaked out when she got this letter from him. So she called the attorney, and the attorney told her, you could lose everything you own. And she goes, well, my business is a separate thing. And he goes, it doesn't matter. You're the one that served it. And so I just would have insurance. I'd have insurance. And,
well, you know, the first, 10 people to call, a doggies is picking up the tab, right?
Exactly.
Just seeing if he was awake.
Welcome, Corey. It's good to see you.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
We were already talking bad about you earlier.
Congratulations.
I heard that.
Yeah, granddaughter.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, that's going really well. Susan's still out of town right now, so I'm just kind of batching it with my son here, too. So
that's cool.
One day at a time. Yeah.
So it makes you appreciate your wife even more when she's not around.
Undoubtedly.
I'm like, I've had my wife leave for a couple of days before to go help her mom or somebody sick in the family, and I'm ready to put up, you know, runway lights and banners and a parade when she gets back. I'm in panic mode. After about an hour, I come from my office or something, and I'll go up into the house, and she's not there, and I'm like, oh, crap. It's like somebody left me in the woods. I wanted to ask you some questions, though, Corey. Sure. Before I do, let me finish this real quick. I want to tell everybody I did put Flip's ad or Flip's logo and stuff on the Learn Hot Dogs blog. It's also in the resources. It's been there for 2 years. But I made it more prominent because vendors say, well, like this lady, I really didn't know about it. And she had called about getting insurance, and she got insurance covering the vehicle being towed, but she didn't know the extent that you need liability. And so now she does, and now she's covered. Right. And I just hope that if you're out there vending, you're listening to my words as they come across the interwebs right now, you don't have insurance, please get insurance. And that way you don't have scary stories. Corey, we were talking about the horrors that are expanding. You know, a lot of us were, you know, that type 1 personality, type A personalities, where we're go, 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 go. But there's a lot to learn there, and you can sink quickly if done wrong.
Sure.
What have you learned from it?
Well, you know, no matter how many carts you get or how far you expand, there's still no way to clone Susan and I, you know, so there's, you know, regardless, like Jason was talking about with employees, you know, you either get to that point where you're going to have to bite the bullet and do employees, or just be content with, you know, staying a smaller size and making a living that way too. You know, we're actually getting ready. We've bitten the bullet, so to speak, and we've got a few employees that I actually start training them tomorrow, and they'll actually just be helping out the storefront to where that'll give us opportunities, you know, from time to time to do more with the cart and get them trained up to where they can take the cart from time to time too. So we're just slowly expanding a little bit. I mean, we have so many different opportunities coming up, and, you know, there's only so many times you tell someone that, you know, we can't do it before I realize, you know, we probably ought to hire some employees so we can take some of those opportunities up, you know. But there are a lot of headaches that go with it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, I would say time management is the biggest thing. You really have to make sure you have, you know, everything in line because you'll just drive yourself crazy if you don't, start paying attention to some of the small details.
Well, something you mentioned several times just now was slowly. Slowly, we've slowly done this, we've slowly done that, and that's wise words, and may have not taken hold in some people's heads that you need to take it slowly, you need to take your time. You could have hired people a year ago. You probably could have hired people when you added your concession trailer, and it could have risked your business, because now you have another year under your belt. And instead of trying to keep everything running simultaneously, you've done a little bit of each. And now you've got a storefront up. And there's other things that come along too, though. There's the potential for you're putting more risk out there when you grow bigger. And I don't have any problem with growing bigger. I want people to grow bigger, but I want them to do it the safest way possible. Jason,
sure.
Wake up.
Yeah, you know, like you said, just growing slowly. Each year we would just, you know, one extra thing, you know. So the first year was the cart, the second year was the trailer, and our third year was the store. Yeah, that may sound fast, you know, but it really is. We just kind of took it one step at a time, you know. I can see 100% why when people jump into the restaurant business and go straight into storefront, how 80% of them fail, you know, because they don't have, you know, that slow growth up into it. It's I'm glad that, honestly, that, you know, we were somewhat forced into the direction we went, because it would have been a nightmare to just jump straight in the storefront. And I don't recommend storefront for everybody. It kind of worked out for us.
It fit for what you were doing. Yeah, it fits y'all. And some people it fit. It's a perfect fit. But a lot of us started this business because of the opportunities that mobile offers. Well, you didn't get rid of mobile. You've just added another revenue center. But with that creates more risk, more liability, more employees, more headaches. But if done right, like you've done this slowly and gradually over 3 years, that's my point. I want people to understand they have to do it that way if they want the best chance for success.
Right.
Okay,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like we keep on saying, it's always a lot of work.
So give us the update, Corey.
Although, except for Jason.
Yeah, he's got it made. I mean, was he in Vail, Colorado or something for a week skiing, and then he was at the Poconos. He just kind of mills around and collects checks, right?
I wish. Yeah, right. Michael Woods comes up here, I'm like chain him to a cart and run. He sent me, I don't know if he emailed me or was on Facebook or something. I think he's like 20 days away, and I just thought, let's see, some chains, you know, we can handcuff him in, you know, and then I can get a couple days.
Oh, tell him he can eat all he wants.
Microwave dinner just beeped.
Yeah, I heard it. Pizza Man was there.
Domino's.
That's it.
The alarm on the oven, so. Buongiorno,
man.
So, what about an update, Corey? And then we're going to take some calls, but I wanted to get an update on your restaurant opening.
Sure, yeah. Everything has just been, we opened up the day before graduation at the university, and, there was just several of the kids that were graduating that, we've got to be kind of like mom and dad away from them, And so we just wanted to make sure we opened up the storefront before they left. And then, this town, the student population is a big part of revenue in this town. And so for us, weren't sure how that was going to go. But as it worked out, the fact that we just moved three blocks closer to campus, and that's all it is. We're still on the same street and everything. We're just three blocks closer. We've actually gotten busier than what we were before the students left.
Wow.
We've picked up faculty from the university, and a lot of the local businesses, we're just in a little bit different area. It allows them to just walk straight there to us. And there was no area there for us to park a cart before. So we were just stuck kind of where we were, which was really good where we were before anyway. But so business has picked up, they probably 20%. I mean, it's been unbelievable, which usually any month that starts with a J in this town, because the students are usually gone. January, July, they're typically slower, and we've actually picked up. So things are going well there. I can't stress enough for people, and it's all free stuff on the internet to do. Get registered on Yelp, get registered on Urban Spoon, TripAdvisor, all those things. And it's amazing how many people we have that are traveling, down the interstate and stop at O'Doggy's because they've seen us on TripAdvisor. And we're the number one restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. And I didn't even know that, someone had put us on there and given us some good reviews. And so it's just amazing what can happen just for free registration on the internet,
That is incredible. That's cool.
He's going to be pushing out the bookstore next to put in more tables.
Yeah.
That'll be headlines on the September newspaper on the college campus. O'Doggy's pushed the bookstore out. Needs more tables.
It's been a good experience. It's definitely nothing we've regretted. It was kind of a leap of faith. And we had people saying, oh, that's going to be a, career suicide for you to move indoors, because there is something that's a novel idea about the cart and the trailer, and I love the cart and the trailer, I really do, and that's why we designed the store the way we did. We had blank slate when we went into the store, and so we designed it to where it was still that small kind of hole in the wall secret place, but yet everybody knows about, and it's just it's still the hangout,
Right.
And people love to come there and grab their quick bite to go and gone, And for us, our probably from 11 to 2 are just crazy busy hours. I mean, we'll have a line that's nonstop, and especially when the students come back. And so our biggest worry this year was when the students come back, we don't want all the local people to just say, oh, we got to go somewhere else because we got to contend with, the students. So we're one of the people we hired will actually help run during the lunchtime from 11 to 2. We have a surf on the sidewalk side of our store, and so we'll have I'll be running the window, and then the other person will be running inside, so we can serve two lines now, so when the students come back we can help hopefully move those lines a little bit faster. So there's just things, whether you're in the cart or in a store or whatever, if you've always got to be looking for ways to improve, whether it's improving your menu, increase them, you know, your time, revenue, anything. I mean, you've always got to be trying to look for ways to improve your business, even
well,
small.
That's good advice. I'm glad you figured out a solution so that you didn't. That was good thinking ahead about the locals, the business owners and stuff that may not want to contend with the students. That was smart thinking.
Right.
I think that we have a Mr. Michael Wood from the Georgia area. Doug's Dogs Good on the line with us.
What's up, guys?
Howdy, howdy.
Y'all doing good tonight?
We are doing fantastic. How are you?
Tell Jason if he can't get any handcuffs with fur on them, I'm not coming up.
Oh, my God.
I had a big event this week, and I'm about to give out. I did a high school, local high school. I fed all the teachers and the staff. It was like 116 meals in 2 hours. And so it was wide open. I started setting up and cooking hot dogs, and the girl come up, and she had like 15 people behind her, and it was all the cooks and the cafeteria people. And she said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "No, it's only 10:30." I said, "I'm not serving till 11:30." And she says, "Oh, I'm early." So we went ahead and started at 11 and got them going. But other than that, the you were talking about everybody, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. My biggest problem with getting bigger is I started out with my big dog cart, and then I bought a 6 foot 12 enclosed trailer to haul around all the extra stuff that I've bought over the years, and also to keep my cart in. I stored in that. You know, I've got a freezer, refrigerator, and it just seems like I just, you know, keep getting things, and but it doesn't. You know, I guess it's different for me is because I'm not going in debt buying these things. Everything's the cart pays for itself. And so I'm pretty lucky about that. But I'm so busy now, I'm just wide open. I'm still working on my wife's kitchen, and that's kind of slowed everything down. You know, you got to take what you want to do, I think, is the biggest advice. You know, if somebody wants to get big and huge, you know, just when you step off the ledge, you know, remember that you're going to have to work your butt off. And
absolutely.
You know, kind of like Jason.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Ben to come out of my checks to start.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I thought it was just me. It hadn't got him yet.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if that was a scam or something. 1995 for that button. Couple messages on his helpline.
Oh.
And then I hear that he's trying to buy a smoker.
Nope.
So yeah, I guess he's going to try to do like we do in the South and cook barbecue. But, oh, God, I'm so tired. But the other thing y'all been talking about is that Square. I've been using Square since I started, and that's the only thing I've ever used. It's simple, stupid. It don't take a real smart person to do it. You swipe the card, and you get your money. And it's 2.75% on each swipe. I use it mostly for corporate events. I do have a few events that I do that everybody and their brother wants to give me a credit card. And I guess because of the type area that it is that event's in. But a lot of corporations that I do big events for will not take or don't want to pay by check or cash. They want to pay by credit card. And that was my motivation of getting the Square.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, I use my debit card about everywhere. I rarely have cash on me.
No, you're married. I don't have cash.
That's right. And I have teen kids. Well, Michael, I appreciate you letting us know about that. I mentioned you at the beginning of the show about that you dang sure had the opportunity to expand. And you've kept awesome records, so you know percentage-wise how much you've gone up in this every year and how much you've done in this. And so you've learned how to make more money fine-tuning the current business without adding an additional headache with additional carts or trailers or whatever.
Well, my sales are up 5.72% as of right now from last year at the same time. I just happen to know that off the top of my head. But what I do want to know, and I know you've been skating around this, and I probably know why you've been skating around it, when are you going to put the schematic for the new trailers out and the price list and the options and pictures?
I probably put it on Facebook too quick because I got bombarded with emails over the next few days after that. And Keith, my partner, goes, "What in the hell did you do that for?" I kept sending him emails going, "We need to know this." And I'd text him, "Hey, I need to know this." And the bottom line is we've only done this like custom stuff before. And this is going to be a production trailer. We're going to put it into production, have multiple options. It will have two steam tables. It will have just a myriad of options you can put on.
Coolers.
Yeah. It's going to have about anything you could want and then options to change stuff however you want. There's things that I'm not sure of yet until we know. You know how this is where you don't know how much labor is going to go into this. You can't price this part yet. So we're working on it, and we're going to create a figure and come up with something. My goal is I'm shooting for under 10 grand, a nicely equipped, good insulated mobile concession trailer that you can make a lot of money with. That's my goal I'm shooting for. So that doesn't answer all your questions, but it gives you a price area. Okay.
Well,
the schematics and stuff probably won't be up for another couple weeks. I've got a meeting this week, with several people trying to figure out what we need to create these things in the cart, the layout, and to meet most of state's requirements. So we're playing with things still. And so I probably should have never mentioned it, but
yeah, you make my wife mad. My wife got quite upset when I said, "Look at this, honey. This is what we need." And
well,
she said, No.
It's coming. I'll probably have everything on the website by the end of August, maybe the middle of September, give or take. But I will give updates online. I've got more pictures to post online, but decided not to because I was scared.
I'll tell you what, I'll look around November for it. How's that?
Good. Good. You'll only be a couple months early then.
Yeah. But anyway, let me get off this line. I just wanted to holler at y'all and say hello. And, yes, Jason, I will be there in about 20 days, and I definitely will come by and see you. You can maybe teach me how to run a food truck.
There you go. He can teach
you. I'll let
you know where I'm at. It's okay. I'll get those truck handoffs this week. I wrote a note on my desk.
Do you have insurance? Do you have insurance? I'm just curious.
Nah, so don't burn your hand with chili.
I got a burn on my arm right now from the big dog the other day when I was wide open. I burnt my arm. It's not bad. It's just a little place, but even as long as I've been doing this, I still touch the cart in the wrong place and or get in a hurry doing things. So,
oh yeah.
You know, but you learn. I mean, it just, you know, things happen. But yeah, everybody, if you don't have insurance, I know you've heard it 1,000 times, you better get some. And the only other thing I would recommend you have besides a yellow pad is a good CPA.
Yeah.
Yellow pad will work when you start out, but you eventually need a CPA.
Well, you need a CPA by the end of your first year so you can file, so they can go through your yellow pad.
Yep. Mine gets a stick with all the answers. But anyway, y'all have a good night, guys, and we'll talk to y'all next month.
Appreciate you, Michael. Have a good one.
See you, Michael.
See you, Michael.
All right, folks, we have several other calls holding, and I'll be getting to you. Don't worry. I know we're I'm going to let the show run a little long. As long as we have calls, I'll take calls tonight. Let's see. I wanted to mention something. Michael already mentioned the trailer, but I wanted to mention we have a day in the life of a hot dog vendor. One of the most asked questions I get is, can you film somebody on a cart so I can see every part of every day, how they work, what do they do, how do they do this, how do they do that? So over multiple days filming, we have it. We have a course, basically, that you can get, Day in the Life. It's at learnhotdogs.com. It's at benscarts.com. You can get that course and see every step, how they stock stuff, how they put stuff up, how a vendor wraps this up to go here. All the little intricacies of the business, when you walk away from that, you'll have 5 years of experience because the vendor that was just on the phone did all of it. It is him that we followed around. And all his tips, tricks, and ideas are in that. So feel free to check that out. You can see a preview video on that as well. Now, the next thing, we have a caller, area code 423. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Doing good. Is it? Who's
all right,
this?
Great. This is freaking Franks.
Oh, how we doing?
Oh, I'm doing. I was the one that did Bristol.
Yeah, yeah. How's
yeah.
Well, what are you here for?
I end up with 1,000 dogs sitting back. They
really?
Want to get in there and they want to get out, yeah. Unless you're on that property, you ain't going to make nothing.
Yeah, you got to be all the way in, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my question is, I got a used car, and I'm still kind of struggling. Me and my wife do a lot of car shows and stuff, and, you know, we do the Volkswagen shows, like, down there in Sevierville. But my question is, right now I'm having a problem with a flame blowing back out by my handles, the knobs. And I was struggling with the yellow flame, you know, just blacking up all my pans. So somebody mentioned to me about changing the orifice. So I changed the orifice, but now I'm having blowback. And I about lost my boys the other day. So what do you think?
Okay, well,
got to protect the boys.
There's definitely a gas-air mixture issue. Keith did a video one time where he crawled under a cart and showed, listen, I can put a fan under here, but look here. He showed you a flame without pans in a cart. And I believe it was on a used cart. And he showed the flame, and it was, you know, the right height that you'd want. Then he put the pans in there, and the flame shot up, creating the black soot people get on their pans.
Yeah.
The bottom.
Yeah.
So it was a matter of turning the flame down further, because once that perfect airflow is reached, you'll get the maximum efficiency of your gas, and you won't be wasting it. That black soot is wasted gas. It's unburnt.
Okay.
Are partially burnt gas. It's just nasty.
Yeah.
So what this blowback issue, is it when you light it or when you turn it off, or is it just anytime it just blows back?
Well, anytime if I turn it on, if I turn it up too high, it might take a little bit, but boy, that sucker will let you know, sir.
What do you mean? Describe what it's doing. Like, is it igniting unburnt fumes under the pans?
No, it's igniting out the handle. I mean, you know, where the knob goes into the orifice.
The cart, right?
Yeah.
So
it's coming out. I mean, like, there's gas leaking out the where the knob is.
Okay, then that sounds like a bad seal, but it could be a pressure issue, which means you could have a pressure regulator problem at the tank.
Okay.
So if
it's all brand new, too, though.
Well, that doesn't mean crap. Pressure regulators, I've gotten bad ones. I've gotten a whole batch of bad ones. So it's something that happens. If that pressure's not perfect, Plus, mm-hmm. there's some other things that can cause this. Sometimes you can have the gas on too high, as far as the gas open wide on your tank, and then the ambient temperatures create a buildup of pressure, and you okay. end up blowing gas out of the seals, which aren't yeah. are meant to prevent that, but it can happen if it exceeds the
pressure,
the seal's recommended pressure strength. So
yeah.
I guess what I do is if you'll email me, I'll put you in touch with Keith, and maybe Keith will have an idea of something you can try
okay.
that will help resolve it.
All right. That sounds great. I appreciate it. Come down to the Bug Show down there in Schererville next month, and maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. My wife, her favorite vehicle is the Bug, well, not the Bug, but the VW van. And when they do these yeah. Bug Shows, they always have the vans.
Oh, yeah. We got a West End. We got an old 68 Beetle. We have a lot of fun at them.
Good.
But all right. Hey, I sure appreciate it, and I like your show.
Sounds good. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, folks. I've got a caller. This next one, it doesn't tell me a number, so I'm just going to pick it up, and we'll hope for the best. Caller, you should be able to hear us. Hello. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
Hello.
Hello,
Mr. Frankfurter. I'm Andrew, and I listen to your program every night when I take my evening bath with my mudkip, and I rub my nipples and listen to you. I love the way you cook hot dogs, and you're brilliant.
All right, that sounded a little weird, so I deleted him. What scares me is it could be a friend who's pranking me, but Jason is here, and I can see him. But it would surprise me if it was Brian Shores. And it kind of sounded like him. Did it not?
It did.
It sounded a little like Brian Shores. And it was dialed in as a blocked number, which usually I just ignore those. But a minute ago I said we had several calls waiting. I think we had 11 waiting. And then it went to one waiting after that last gentleman, and so I picked it up. It was a blocked call. I think it was Brian Shores, though. I often listen to it in my tub, my bath. I swear that sounds like Brian Shores. I'll kill him. Oh, Flipper. Well, if y'all don't know Brian Shores, he used to come on the show quite a bit. He had a concession trailer, and he is hilarious. And that may have been him that I just muted out.
I wonder if he's still talking.
No, I he's gone. I disconnected him.
Yeah, he's still going.
No, I disconnected him. Anyway, I've got I hope I got everybody. No, I've got another call here. Hold on just a second. Area code 631. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Corey. Hey, Jason. Ray from Long Island, New York. How's everybody?
Doing good, Ray. How are you?
Doing good, Ray.
Good. Hey, I'm going to be moving down to Fort Lauderdale, and I was wondering if you guys were aware of having a resident, being a resident for a certain period of time before being able to start up a business. Do you guys know anything about that?
That sounds illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your federal constitution, you know, your constitutional rights would trump any
okay.
state law. But that doesn't stop states from making stupid-ass laws, because they do. But it doesn't mean okay. It's easily it may be easily overcomable. So, but I've never heard
okay.
of anything like that.
All right, good. One other thing, Bill Nye, the science guy, puts salt in the ice water and make it colder quicker. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yep, that's how you make homemade ice cream.
Okay, there you go. But just a tip for some of the listeners in case they didn't know about that.
I think it's a great idea. It's a fantastic idea. There's people that one of our vendors told us, this has been probably 3 years ago, told us about putting like hot drinks. He had hot drinks. He ran out, and all he had was hot drinks, and he put them in a metal tub. He put ice in there with them and water and lots of salt. And,
okay.
And I believe that he said, and this may be wrong, I'll have to look it up on the blog, I think he told me 5 minutes to completely chill 100 cans.
Wow.
Which is way faster than a freezer.
While I got you guys on the line, any tips for Fort Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, about vending hot dogs?
Don't know their codes. Don't know anything off the top of my head. But okay. Vending is vending anywhere. Just find a location that's good, and you will be successful. If there's several steps in there, but the point is if you provide a good product and you're consistent with your hours or consistently there offering a good product and friendly to people, your business will do nothing but grow.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned recently about a woman who was doing it down there who could no longer do it in Fort Lauderdale, and she says it's a real good place to go and give it a shot. She says just be determined and remember your constitutional rights.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I wish you well with it.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 417, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Hello, Corey.
Hey.
John Kavanaugh.
Holy crap.
Oh, John.
John Kavanaugh.
Holy crap, that's right.
It's been about a year since you've been on the show.
It's been a while ago, yeah. It's a little weird delay on live, so I'm not getting to see your words, and I'm closing my eyes right now so I don't have to look at you.
Yeah, don't stare at the thing.
That's always a good idea anyway, right?
Well, at my age, you know, the mirror just gets broken, so I just leave it be. So three guys, in fact, there's no question about that, probably nothing. The three guys most responsible for the success that we're having are on the show right now. All three of you.
Well,
I really don't have words enough to thank any of you. You know, Corey and Jason and Ben, you let out, and, you know, you just have a group of great people around you, and we've developed friendships and, you know, just kept on pouring on the advice and the encouragement, and this has been a breakout year for us, you know, on the cart. I am just eternally grateful. I don't really have words for it. I just wanted to call in and tell you all when I saw your faces there, I had to say hello.
Well, I'm glad that you did, John. You inspire me because many people that would face challenges and some obstacles will quit, and they'll go get a regular job. Well, not only did you go get a regular job, you did it part-time, but you kept your focus on your business. And with the help of people like Jason and Corey, you made it, and you made it in a good way. You said it was a breakout year. It's been an exceptional year. And you stayed with it. That's commendable because most people don't.
Well, I feel like a lot of things in the woods sometimes.
Really, because it's all about you persevering and sticking with it when you know 90% of those out there are giving up. You know that's why there's so many carts here. In a couple months, we'll see carts for sale left and right because a lot of people didn't stick with it like you are.
You could have got an optimistic tarot card reader to done what I did. So. That's only $35 in my town, so you'd have been just as well off. This is your work. I mean, you've done it, and that's impressive. I'm proud of you. I'm also happy to call you a friend.
Well, I feel the same. Looking forward to have you come down again in maybe another November and go to your thing, and we'll grab some dinner somewhere. But
I would love it. I enjoyed that Bass Pro or whatever we were at last time.
We went to Hemingway's at Bass Pro, that's right.
That's right.
So just to give you kind of an update on how things are going, you know, the only really regular gig, what's great about, and primarily by accident, Facebook has driven, you know, us up to the number one search on Google in Springfield. We've ended up, along with Corey, in fact, in the most recent publication, that garnered some calls. In fact, it drove some people that saw this magazine article. Corey, you might remember the top nine carts in Missouri. It drove some people from Wichita. They drove all the way down to get a dog and then saw we had lobster rolls and said, I'm getting a lobster roll. So, and Jason, that's your doing. We started the farmer's market last year it was late in the year, somewhat at your behest, go check out a farmer's market. So we did. And it turns out it's the 15th largest farmer's market in the United States. And they didn't have a hot dogger, so here I came. And we rolled out, very sheepishly 10 rolls at a time. And that has grown to 50 rolls on a Saturday. So, that represents a pretty large nut when you're knocking down 50 rolls in 5 hours. In fact, generally speaking, we're sold out by about 10:30. We never even make the lunch. People are coming from all over the place just to get lobster rolls.
You're kind of early, aren't you?
What's that?
You usually got lobster real early.
Yeah, I mean, we brought an extra 12, not this Saturday, the Saturday before, and we were out by 10:30. So, good gracious. So, between lobster rolls and lemonade and just doing hot dogs and doing them right, it's really, people are looking for us, finding us. We're getting called for corporate events all the time now. And we're starting to get to that place where you can choose what you do. And in fact, we're kind of at that crossroads where we got, in some ways, too much work and not enough cart, people to do it. So we're talking with my son and trying to make something like that happen. But anyway, it was honest and truly, maybe I persevered or maybe I'm just stupid and hung on with, two little rings or whatever it was. No, not really. But just hang on for dear life, and it started turning around. It started last year, and it really just started turning on for us this summer. So, the three guys responsible for that, in my view, are on this program now. And for anyone who's listening, these are the guys you need to listen to. I mean, you just do.
Well, thank you. I thank you a bunch.
Thanks, John.
Folks, we have more callers if y'all want to hang on. This is one of those weird area codes, which means it's not showing up somehow. Area code 111. You're live on Hot Dog Radio. Hello? All right. We're gonna go to another call. Area code 336. You're live. I'm Hot Dog Vendor Radio, Street Food Vendor TV.
Hey, Ben. John Farrell, Hometown Hot Dogs, Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been out for about a month now working. I've got my first event coming up next weekend. It's a cruise-in. Expecting between 60 and 75 cars there. I'm just trying to get an idea of what kind of product I need to carry in there and how much.
One of the toughest questions to answer in an accurate way is how much when you're playing with so many variables. With any event or thing like this, a drive-in, you're talking so many variables. Weather can change things and people not show up. So 30 dogs would be too many. It could be a beautiful day and more than expected show up because the so-and-so got canceled in another town. And you got busier than you ever dreamed, and 300 dogs wasn't enough. My advice always is to take enough that doesn't hurt your business. Like, you have a room to store it. If it all fell to pieces, you'd have room to store it, and it wouldn't hurt you financially. But take as much as you can, max that point out, and when you sell out, leave and call it a success. Whether that's 150 meals or 500 meals, prepare for it.
Yeah, I was looking at maybe carrying 100 hot dogs. I'm only a block away from a food line, so I could send someone down to pick up more if I see that I would need them.
That's smart.
And I don't think 100 would hurt me. I mean,
no, that's, I mean, really, 100 hot dogs, if they're normal 1/8 dogs, 8-to-1s, you're looking at something like 50 customers, because most people will eat two.
Right. But, thing in my favor, I'm so close to the grocery store, I could send a runner down there to pick me up some more if I see I'm going to sell out early.
That's a good idea. My wife and I have done exactly the same, and it wasn't a block away. Okay. We had a driver. She had to run to the grocery store when I started getting low. So, yes, that's doable. And because of that, having that as a benefit, now you don't have to risk as much. You could start with a case, you know, of 80 hot dogs and go from there.
Okay, well, I appreciate your advice. I just, being the first time out, just wanted to kind of get an idea of what you thought, and I'll let you know how I do.
I would love to know how you do. That'd be fantastic.
I'm using one of your cash cows. I really enjoyed it. Really had good luck with it so far.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I appreciate that. Appreciate you
Ben.
Telling us. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye. The I have heard from several vendors from North Carolina this week that are doing good, that are doing events, doing one vendor's doing a downtown area, and he's doing really well, that it's growing for a lot of people. One guy's at a flea market outside of Charlotte in some town, and I don't remember the town, but he's doing kick butt. There's a lot of people doing good. It's all doable. If you follow the directions and you do the steps, there is no luck involved. Everything is you can do it if you do these steps. Period. Now sometimes you will run into some obstacles, and not sometimes you will run into obstacles, but you can overcome those obstacles. You just heard from John Cavanaugh. I think John's been at this for, has it been 3 years?
Yeah, he's going on 3 years. He started just a little bit after Jason and I.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, so pretty close.
Yeah, and he had some rough struggles. I mean, he picked up a job selling windows on the side so he could keep maintain it, and he did it. He found a location, and it's been a success, and things have grown for him, and that's fantastic. That's the difference between the people that fail and succeed. I have to credit both of y'all because a lot of the stuff y'all bring to the table, like Jason's brought a ton of ideas. Corey, you've been an inspiration because you're patient and you've grown and you've shared your knowledge. You've shown your cart. You built your first cart. Then you did your trailer, and now you're in a restaurant. And then you share some of the cool ideas like pay it forward, your meal deal. Are you still doing that?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Every week we still – and we still do that, you know, and it's funny to say that. We have one guy that the first time he got awarded the pay it forward, you know, he bought his meal, and I'm like, no, it's on the house. This is probably a year and a half ago, and every time he comes back now, he's buying one or two, you know, he's paying one or two meals forward every time because he just thought it was so cool to pay for his meal that he wants to do that for someone else every time he comes in, you know. So, I mean, it's a cool deal. Yeah, I wish someone would do that for me sometime. You know, it's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, and I'm glad you instigated something like that, because those kinds of actions, it may not even be the value of the meal. It has ripple effects that are incredible. It can change somebody's whole freaking day, who ends up doing good things for somebody else that has nothing to do with hot dogs. It may be somebody that needs help. They broke down, or they need a tire change, or they lost their keys to the car and need a ride home. Whatever it is, it puts us in a more generous mood. And I love that. It's part of the reason I love, you know, the Christmas season. It seems like people are more generous and helpful and happy. And you wish that could carry on 12 months out of the year.
Right.
Well,
hey, by the way, Brian Shore said it wasn't him. He's working right now. But he says to tell everybody hi. So he's not in the tub.
Well, I would have left it going had it just been me. And I've gotten some crazy voicemails. But
you're talking about the.
That wasn't me. No, I have gotten some crazy ones, though, and, you know, I'll say fans of the show, crazy, but if you, like this, you're broadcasting live, and I don't have the option to beep it out, so I don't know where they're going with it, so once I feel like it may be getting derailed quickly, I'm going to cut it off. I try to keep my finger on the button when I pick up a call that I'm unsure of. So...
Well, I've had a good night, and I look forward to next month. We'll be around. Well, I've got more calls, apparently. Hold on. No, area code 615. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
Hey, Ben. This is Randy.
Hey, Randy.
It's not nothing like waiting the last minute to get in the host queue, but I just had a comment of one of the first call or the first email or something you read about talking to people, you know, as far as getting maybe be able to get set up. You know, whenever I approach somebody, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll tell them I'm permitted, inspected, you know, and all that. I got 100 on my inspection or whatever my inspection was. I said the benefit would be to, you know, most time it would draw more people in, and then before they even get to say anything else, I say, and the best thing I save the last is I don't charge anything for coming. So maybe it'll kind of encourage them not to want to charge me, you know, unless it's a fundraiser or something.
Right.
But just setting up so that that kind of derails them saying, hey, you know, or if they do, then I'll say, well, we can do it on a percentage or whatever. But that's kind of basically how I handle it.
That's
myself.
Good advice. Good advice, Randy.
But like I said, I always throw it before they get to say anything. I always put, you know, hey, I won't charge enough for coming. Whatever I sell, I sell. I just thought I'd throw that out there too.
Well, I appreciate it, Randy. Are you having a good summer?
Well, since I had to cancel when I talked to you last. I had fallen in the garage and I was not able to actually set up. I had to cancel 2 weekends. Back-to-back, so I have not had anything to do, but I've got a flea market next weekend, so I'm kind of having withdrawals, so I need to get back in. I tried to find some weekend set up and couldn't find nothing, so we'll give it a shot again.
Well, sounds good.
So anyway, but then I'm having a pretty good summer so far, so anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there and get off the phone now.
Well, I appreciate you, Randy. Have a good one, and feel free to call back anytime. All right, folks. I think that about does it. Maybe it doesn't. Hold on just a second. one dropped off, one dropped on. Area code 360. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio and Street Food Vendor TV.
I mean, you've done it, and that's impressive.
Area code 360. You want to turn down your stream so you can hear us.
There you go.
Yeah, the stream's on a delay, and it'll just confuse you.
Yeah, it didn't take much to confuse me anyhow.
Right.
So thanks for that.
This is
Al with Shady Island Dogs. I have 3 questions for you if you have a minute.
Sure.
First one is, I saw your video about that accident with the cream cheese, and I was wondering what kind of volume, how much cream cheese accidentally sunk in to those onions, you know?
If I'm using about 7 or 8 normal size, and I call a normal size about an apple size onion,
right,
not one of those enormous great white onions, just a normal size onion. I'm using 7 or 8 of those and a can of Coke. I'm going to put in about 1/4 cup of cream cheese accidentally.
Okay, 1/4 cup and 1/4 cup of a can of Coke. Beautiful. All righty, I just wondering about that. The next one is somewhere in the many, many videos and radio talks that I've heard, there was a name of a stainless steel paint. I have used Big Dog, and someone, I guess, at one point had cranked up the right burner, and it's just sort of toasted it a tad, and I want to clean that up. Do you remember that at all?
Yep. The paint that works the best, and it's food-grade safe, is you can get it at Lowe's, and it will say the color on it is aluminum.
Beautiful. It's just at Lowe's.
It's a Rust-Oleum product.
Thanks. Okay, the last one was the dog park. How do I find the dog on dog park? How do I get on that? That's food vendors, isn't it?
The dog park? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I follow you.
What's that?
I'm not sure. Are you talking about a forum or something on Facebook?
Yeah. I think it's on the mobile food vendors. I think you go through them, but I'm not entirely sure. I keep hearing people talk about it. I'm not sure how to get there. Am I mishearing, I guess?
I don't know. I'm not privy to any information on a dog park, but I have I know that there is roadfood.com and now there's one just for street vendors called streetvendorforum.com.
And
Michael Wood, he's been on here before. He's one of the admins there. And there's old vendors, new vendors alike sharing information, helping each other out.
Excellent. I'm loving this. This is wonderful. And I just want to give a shout out to the Hot Dog Mafia T-shirt. I just left something on your site. I received the new one last night. I put it on this morning to go out and do some shopping. I stopped into the shop, and the owner begged me to set up at his place 7 days a week if I could, just because of that T-shirt. Kudos to Renee. That's a wonderful product. You know, and I didn't say, oh, that's okay. I didn't say word one. The owner said, well, hey, what's this about your T-shirt? So I filled him in, and next thing I know, he was tripping over himself, literally begging me to set up. I said 2 to 3 days a week. He said, no, hell, I'll take you 7 days a week if you'll come. So
that's fantastic. Anyhow, you talked about is the Hot Dog Mafia shirts. Renee, one of the previous vendors and a friend of mine, who now runs a safe house for animals, and she does these shirts that are made in America that are part of the proceeds go to the helps the soldiers. So if you have U.S. soldiers, if you want to get a shirt, she has one that's cool that says Hot Dogs, one that says Hot Dog Mafia with the Mafia logo. If you go to Facebook, our Facebook page at facebook.com/Ben's Carts, you'll see the ad on there. And she'll hook you up. Plus, you get one of my courses. You get a $95 course free if you get a shirt or two shirts. It's two shirts for something. What is it? Two shirts for $40 or something?
That's right.
Yeah, which is cheap. That includes shipping. So,
mm-hmm. And fast. Yeah. I bought mine in two days, I think. So,
wow.
Anyhow, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say thanks for all you do, and I'm keep on listening. I kind of miss you once a month. I'm trying to wean off. I'm listening to you during the day on the older shows. So, anyhow, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have a good one. See you later.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. I think that does it for us tonight. Corey had to run. He was getting a call, probably his wife.
If they want to do the contest at the end of the night, he's afraid he's going to throw him under the bus again.
All right, folks, I'd love to do a contest tonight, and what I think I'll do, I'll make this easy on everybody, post up a picture of your cart, you working your cart, you serving customers something, a picture of one of your menu items, on our Facebook page. Just go over there and post it up. I'll pick, I think I'll pick two winners. I will send you a free set of chip clips, two chip clips, the long ones. I think it'll hold a total of 30, I think it is. Yeah, they're 31 inches long, so they hold 24, that'll hold 48 bags of chips. So, because it's two of them. Anyway. So go over there to Ben's Carts/, and you've got till next month, and I'll announce it September or whatever it is, the first Sunday of next month. And, until then, I'll see you on the Facebooks, interwebs, and over on the blog. I'm posting content more regularly now because I'm not doing the show. And so you'll want to, sign up for the newsletter. It's free. You can cancel at any time. I don't send out many newsletters, maybe one a month. And, but I do post a lot up on the blog, and you'll want to know about that. A lot of good tips, good advice, good stuff. Remember, if you're not insured, go over to the blog. And on the right-hand side, I believe it's at the top, there's a link to the insurance company. And that'll help you out. And we have free classifieds as well on the blog. So you can post up if you've got something you want to sell, you got a cart or anything you want to sell, you can do that from there as well. It's free. There's no charge at all. I've enjoyed this. Jason, I appreciate you a bunch.
No problem. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. We'll see you later.
See you guys.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio was brought to you by BensCarts.com and the hot dog answer man himself, Mr. Ben Wilson. Also by the letter H and the number 1. Tune in next week for the very best hot dog vendor information money can't buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.